I recently read two books that inspired me to tackle the clutter around our house in a thorough, maintainable way. The first was The Gentle Art of Swedish Death Cleaning. Now, I'm not planning on dying anytime soon, but in the book, she writes that you shouldn't wait until you're contemplating death to part with the things that aren't serving you. Maybe you're undergoing another life change like divorce, downsizing, or in our case, contemplating an international move. Whatever the case, life is lighter and freer without the unused excess. The other book was The Day the World Stops Shopping. It is a fantastic read that inspired significant personal reflection for me and my relation to things. It feels like a foundational book for anti-consumerism in the same way that The Omnivore's Dilemma or In Defense of Food were foundational books for the anti-bidag/sustainable ag movements. There's so much packed into the latter book that I don't have space to dive too deeply into anything here. But it covers everything from planned obsolescence, to how we define necessities versus luxuries, to fast fashion, to superfluous energy consumption, to voluntary simplicity, to economic depression, to the old tradition of Sabbath day, anything and everything related to consumerism. 11/10, would highly recommend getting down to business. But this post isn't about book reviews, it's about the first 100 things I got rid of. Somehow hitting 100 items was absurdly easy, and I feel like I've barely started. I considered myself a minimalist prior to this project, but I don't think I really am, looking at the ridiculous of stuff in our house. Anyways, without further ado, here's the crap. I tried to give away or sell stuff of value that was still usable, rest assured. Buy nothing groups are the best, and expired food/medication isn't included, because I should get rid of that stuff anyways.